Coming up this weekend, it's a wonderful concert with Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. They're playing music by Aaron Copland, Serge Koussevitzky, and Rimsky-Korsakov. Joining me in the studio is Todd Craven, their conductor. Good to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And also joining me are students Eli Trout.
Hi, it's good to be here.
And the soloist in the Koussevitzky, Sam Craig. Hello.
Hello.
How long have you guys been playing in the orchestra? And tell me where you go to high school.
We both go to Westside. This is actually my first year in the orchestra, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to have been a part of it, but it's been a really great introduction.
How about you, Sam?
So I've been in Wabash Valley Youth Symphony so this is my fifth year, and I've kind of been the principal bass of the orchestra all throughout high school.
Todd, how have rehearsals been going? I know these are very exciting pieces, sometimes very challenging. The Copeland's got some really high string parts and the rhythms in this. The Koussevitzky is an unusual piece. How's this program being put together?
Yeah, I think it's going very well. We've had several weeks of rehearsal actually beginning before the first of the year, beginning Thanksgiving, but very spread out. So that's the challenge, keeping the music fresh and keeping the process fresh for the students, and also getting to the nitty-gritty and really working out a lot of thorny details in this music. But I think it's really coming together. We had a great rehearsal last night, and really excited for the performance.
Sam, is it fun to perform this Koussevitzky, and is there a little bit of pressure playing in front of your colleagues?
Completely. I'm always really critical of like everything that I play, and then when I'm around my peers, it's even more elevated. So I know just like last night, every time I'm playing, anytime I hear any note that I play that's even slightly out of tune, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassing myself in front of all of my classmates, even though they're all enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, but it is super fun to play. The second movement of this concerto is, I think, in most basses size, it's probably the best one, the best movement of the bunch, and it's just so beautiful. And yeah, it's tremendous to play.
Eli, I know you soloed with the orchestra this last concert, and that's got to be a lot of fun. Normally, we see the trumpet at the back of the orchestra. How is it to be in front?
Well, it's great. There's a really limited number of trumpet concertos, but, you know, they're all great pieces. It's really fantastic to be able to play as a soloist with such a great group, and I know most people don't get this opportunity, and it was really amazing to be able to be a part of it.
You're pretty busy in the Copeland as well. There's some really exciting, very dramatic parts with the gunfight, right?
Yeah, this is one of the greatest pieces in trumpet literature. There's a wide range of trumpet abilities you have to be able to do for this. The double tonguing is really tricky, and the range is not easy.
Todd, I know this program that we'll see, you know, the Capriccio Espanol on concerts, whether it's the Lafayette Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, if kids are going to go on in the symphonic world, whether it's with orchestras or schools or whatnot, these are pieces they're liable to end up playing again. Is this kind of fun to sort of maybe be the first time they're experiencing these pieces?
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to introduce some of the war horses, I guess you could say, in the classical repertoire to the students. And yeah, these are definitely among them, particularly the Rimsky-Korsakov, a great showcase for the orchestra. It features virtually every section of the orchestra. The fourth movement, a matter of fact, is actually a five-part cadenza featuring, first of all, the brass section and then the solo violin. Hannah Hahn, our concertmaster, is doing a great job with that, and then clarinet and flute and even harp. We have a wonderful harpist as well. And so it's a really, yeah, wonderful display of virtuosity, you know, in the orchestra.
Do you guys find a lot of fun playing everything from Fandangos and Rimsky-Korsakov to playing a very tender movement with Koussevitzky?
Yeah, it's a great program. It's very, very enjoyable to play.
Tell us a little bit about putting this together. I mean, obviously, you probably have some private lessons that you play. I imagine you play in your school orchestra. You know, you wouldn't have to necessarily be a part of the Youth Symphony. Is this, you know, a reason that, you know, I just really wanted to do this? You know, is this adding more practice time?
Yeah, well, our symphony at school isn't a year-round ensemble. We only play a very limited time of the year. So this is, it's really great that we get to be exposed to this repertoire, because, you know, otherwise, at least at our school, we would not be given this opportunity.
I would say personally, symphony orchestra is my favorite ensemble to play with. So if I wasn't a part of this orchestra, then I would only be able to play with one for maybe two or three months out of the year, and that's not okay with me. I want to play with one during the whole year, so this will provide me the opportunity to do that.
Well, Sam Craig is the bass soloist and principal bass of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. He's joining me along with Eli Trout, who's the principal trumpet. You might have heard him play some wonderful Haydn this last semester. And Todd Craven is the conductor. I guess I'd end asking Todd, there's so much going on in the world. Is this, as we see cuts in budgets with education and sort of uncertainties, is this important for, you know, kids having this sort of opportunity to play orchestra music?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And it's really important to support it as well, and to support arts in the community. And not only that, but to support the talents of these fine young musicians. And they've worked so hard, not only in rehearsal, but actually for many, many years developing their skills as musicians technically and musically. And just really important to support that. And it's really, I think, although they may or may not go on to a professional career in music, so important for their development as human beings. And
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. The concert is at Jefferson High School in the Richard Yeager Theater, 7 o'clock Sunday night. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.